Gonna talk Big 12 recruiting with Rob Cassidy at 525. He says Big 12 has a big problem on the recruiting trail with the perception of the conference right now. And that may be leading to the lack of success that the league has had on a national scale. Inside the fort in 10 minutes, we test Mitch's wrestling knowledge. You know, the summer is a great time for most ridiculous premises for articles, lists, clickbait things that you can find, especially for college football, because you're not only in the woods as far as still in the woods as far as the college football season is concerned, you're not out of the woods yet to actually get to the season, but there's also not much else going on. There's not college basketball going on. It's a fairly dry sports time of the year, and at the same time, you are fairly close, so everybody is just really thirsting for whatever college football they can get their hands on, and that leads to lists like this from ESPN. And hey, I eventually came to appreciate this list. More on that in a moment. But when I first saw it, I thought, man, you've got to be kidding me. It's only May 31st. What are we going to be doing in July if this is the May 31st barometer? But this list is the best comics on each top 25 team. So who the biggest team prankster is, more or less, on each top 25 team. Where do we go from here? Before I get to K-State, because K-State is included, where do we go from here? What is next if this is the May 31st college football clickbait article?
I don't know, like best and worst dressed?
Oh, I think this is...
Are we below that already?
I think this has surpassed that. Yeah, I think this has gone beyond that.
Like the all-name team?
Oh, way beyond that. That's been done before. I've never seen this before.
Okay.
It seems like we see an all-name team every offseason. We'll get like the all-athlete team, just the biggest freak athletes. I can remember seeing that in the last couple years. This one's up there, though, as far as most off-the-wall thing that that I have seen. In case you're wondering, K-State did check in at number 18 on this list, and they turned to Big 12 blogger Jake Trotter to come up with the answer for K-State. Now, the answer for K-State was Justin Hughes, who is a linebacker from Georgia. He's been with the team for a few years. He was high school teammates with Duke Shelley from Carter, Georgia. And I do remember they bring up a tweet that I'm going to play for you here, which was from back on December 17th. And I remember this when it happened, and I got a chuckle out of it. And it seems like I have heard some guys make mention of Justin Hughes being somewhat of a jokester. I always thought that Terrell Johnson was probably the biggest prankster on this past team, but he has now graduated, so maybe that leaves the throne to Justin Hughes. But the main reason that Trotter gives it to him is just because of a SpongeBob SquarePants rendition of a song that he did outside of the Vanier Football Complex on December 17th. So if you are a SpongeBob fan at all, I think you'll enjoy this. If not, you're going to wonder what the heck is happening for the next 29 seconds here on the radio.
Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me. Pizza. Krusty Krab, yeah. Is the pizza, for you and me.
Nicely done there from Justin Hughes. Even had Mitch bobbing his head.
That was very good.
Over on the other side, if you have watched SpongeBob and you remember his Krusty Krab song, that was a pretty good cover.
Very good.
Pretty good cover there from Justin
Especially
Hughes.
Especially because he's actually in the snow. I mean, these are not ideal singing conditions.
Yeah, he was toughing it out. Well, you know, he's learned from Bill Snyder, who once wore a winter coat in 100-degree weather in practice. So you gotta learn how to deal with the elements there. Now, this did cause, I tweeted out that ESPN thinks the biggest prankster on the team is Justin Hughes. It caused some debate between a few K-State football players. I had five or six of them retweet it. I would assume that gives the endorsement then to Justin Hughes as the funniest guy on the team. But Abdul Beecham, offensive lineman, did take issue with this. He said he even called Justin Hughes straight out with the Twitter handle, to which Justin Hughes came back and defended himself. But Abdul Beecham says DJ Reed would be the funniest guy on the team. And he would rank Justin Hughes third, which I assume means that Abdul Beecham is second. So his funniest guy on the team power rankings go DJ Reed, Abdul Beecham, Justin Hughes.
Okay.
DJ Reed was a guy who messed around a lot in the post-game interview room. Once he got comfortable, he's a guy that changed a lot throughout the course of the year and how comfortable you could tell he was with talking to the media. He was really cool, fairly quiet, but good about sharing his story early on. Then he hit the West Virginia game where he gave up quite a bit of yardage to Shelton Gibson, and he admitted later that he was so unhappy with himself that he did not come face the media afterwards. We didn't see him for a little while. Then he came back, had a great year, Big 12 Defensive Newcomer of the Year. The spring game in particular, I can remember him standing back there in the interview room, and there were some of the newer guys we hadn't had a chance to talk to doing their first interviews, and he was definitely goofing off in the background, making jokes, trying to get him to laugh. So I can see where DJ Reed would come in there as well. Justin Hughes, frankly, all I know about him is some of the football knowledge that I have about him. I know nothing about him, the person, other than he can cover SpongeBob's Krusty Krab song.
Well, and DJ Reed also indulged me on the if the media fielded a punt or a kick question too, which was good that he was in on that.
He did, but to be honest, I didn't find that answer particularly funny.
Wow. All right. I really thought that Dalton Risner would have a seat at that table. I picture him as a guy that loves to have fun on the football. I mean, like, he's a really serious guy too, and he's, you know, that lunch pail player that's trying to get better all the time, but it seems like he's willing to crack a joke with the media quite a bit as well.
He's really more, I would say Dalton Risner is more just very chatty, very talkative, and it doesn't always translate to being funny. You're just always going to get something from him. He will have something to say about just about everything. I love Dalton Risner, love talking to Dalton Risner, but I wouldn't put him quite in the funny category all that much. But this was what I was hoping for. Honestly, when I tweeted it, I was like, I hope I can get some opinions from the rest of the team here. And Abdul Beecham, willing to weigh in there.
I know that Deontay Burton on last year's team would have been in that mix as well. Deontay Burton was pretty funny.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Could definitely see that. 525 Rob Cassidy, Rivals.com, formerly a GoPowerCat.com, will join the show. But next, we go inside the fort. We'll put Mitch's knowledge to the test.